Exothermia by Vance Searley, a founding member of Therm. Here's what Vance had to say about this concept. Fire and ice. These two words conjure up a great number of dualistic archetypes. One archetype is extremity, a condition founded in the physical world, yet permeating the innermost regions of the human psyche and projecting out through our dreams and actions. These manifestations of extremity can impact our physical world in ways that prove detrimental to those who strove so diligently and hopefully to create them. To be seduced by the beauty of things that may ultimately prove our undoing is a fundamental human trait. The piece itself is three monoliths of ice on sculptural stands set in a triangle. You can stand back or walk around the larger-than-man-sized pieces. It'll be the first time that the inner workings of a fire piece can be observed and engaged so tactilely. Each monolith has two fire tubes with metal sculptural baffles placed at the top of the fire vents, where they will become red hot and begin melting their way into the piece. At night, clouds of steam will hiss and roil. Watching over the event, the evil cigarette girls will carry the torch to ensure complete combustion. So in this corner, we bring you fire. Lauded in verse and song throughout the ages, the fossil fuels that even the King of Fools has admitted we are addicted to. Allied to fire, we glow a wrathful red from the heat of our Promethean addiction, penetrating deeper and deeper into the very core of the ice. In the other corner, we bring you ice, whose unique properties make life as we know it possible and whose past incursions nearly brought us to extinction. Yet ice also forced the greatest flowering of diversity in the human species. All hail ice! You can't make a decent margarita without it. And for once, telling people you licked a fire sculpture at Burning Man will not automatically qualify you for a Darwin Award. See this as a love song to the dualism full of contradiction and possibility, terrible beauty and sexy destruction. The combination of fire and ice is riveting in a way that is beyond mere novelty or aesthetics. When you, the audience, realize that you can physically touch the piece, you will move closer and introduce a tactile element that is not typical of a live fire sculpture. You will feel awe, delight, and a sudden kinship of knowing instinctively that this shared experience is unique and will not last.